I am no longer efforting Von Miller. I have found Von Miller. He is a Denver Broncos linebacker. He is a Super Bowl champ. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a three-time first-team All-Pro, six-time Pro Bowler. Already off to a huge start this year. Four sacks, couple of forced fumbles. The second overall pick in 2011 out of Texas A&M. Today, he appears courtesy of Old Spice and their new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash, which, of course, we'll get into. Von Miller is my guest. Von, good morning. Good to have you back. How are you?
Happy. Thank you guys for having me back again.
Von, always good to have you here. All right, so you beat the Raiders, Von, Sunday. You're 2-0 to start the year. So start off for me with this. How good does it feel to be Von Miller and the Denver Broncos right now?
I mean, it's great to be a part of the Denver Broncos, and it's great to get started off 2-0. You know, especially in a league where it's so hard to win, and to start off 2-0 is great.
All right, so you're 2-0, and Von, you had a huge game in Week One. You had three sacks. You had a couple of forced fumbles. You had a fumble recovery. Knowing you, Von, I know you're going to give a lot of credit to your teammates because that's the kind of teammate that you are. But when you're having a game like that, what's it feel like when you're in the middle of it? Do you feel like you're in a zone where you simply cannot be blocked?
I mean, you just want to keep going. You just want to keep going. You know, sacks. You know, they come and go. So if you get in sacks, you especially in a game early, you know, you want to keep it going. You want to get as many as possible.
Denver Bronco, Von Miller, my guest. All right, so I had your teammate Case Keenum on the show recently, and we talked a little bit about the fact that he was not unhappy to see Khalil Mack get traded out of the division. I'm kind of curious, from where you're standing or sitting, what was your reaction when you saw that trade go down?
I mean, it was crazy. I didn't think it was real. I thought it was fake news for a little bit. When you turn the TV and you go to the verified social media sites and you see it's real, I just thought it was crazy. You know, guys like that, you think that, you know, they're untradeable, but it definitely, you know, worked out for the best for Khalil.
You think guys like that are untradeable? I mean, that's a really interesting point. For instance, we all know quarterbacks, Von, get paid. We know that. We know even non-elite quarterbacks are getting paid. As an elite defensive player, do you feel like elite defensive players get the respect and the money that they deserve?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything is fair. I mean, if you look at the guys and you look at the contracts, I think everything is fair.
We're talking to Von Miller. All right, Von, you and I have talked in the past about some of the rule changes that have been brought about with the idea of making the game safer. When you see Clay Matthews, as an example, get flagged for his hit on Kirk Cousins, what's your reaction? What did you think about that?
Man, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, like you said before, you know, it's just rule changes in place to, you know, make the game safer for everybody, and especially the quarterbacks. You know, the game goes as the quarterback goes, you know, and you know, it's about the quarterbacks. It's about the great quarterbacks. You know, Tom Brady, the Aaron Rodgers, the Drew Breeses. You know, the Case Keenums. It's about those guys. And if you know, if they're hurt, you know, they can't go out there and, you know, do what they need to do to, you know, make the sport what it is. So I totally understand. And you know, in the Clay Matthews, you know, situation, it's a tough call. It's a tough call on both sides. You know, but for me, what you know, it helps because I just go for the ball. I go for the ball at all times. And let me tell you, I got some of the worst, you know, roughing the passer calls, and this is before, you know, the new rule change. So I totally understand, you know, what it means to protect the quarterback. But, you know, it's a tough call on both sides.
Talking to Von Miller, so how do you approach it? I mean, as a linebacker who is getting the quarterback on a regular basis, do you have to change, you personally, have you changed the way you bring down the quarterback so you don't risk getting a flag?
Yeah, I just go for the ball. I go for the ball 100% of the time. And, you know, it's ball first, tackle second, and you know, whenever, I guess for me especially, whenever I'm playing like that, you know, it really takes some of the, you know, some of the big hits off of the quarterback and onto the ball. And, you know, the sack force fumble is one of the biggest plays in football. So whenever I got the opportunity, that's what I'm trying to do.
We're talking to Bronco Von Miller. You know, Von, watching you guys from the outside, it looks like you're having a lot of fun. For instance, you gave your teammate Shaq Barrett a joking slap in a post-game interview on Sunday, and then Shaq said at that time, that will not go unpunished. And then after that, did you know that he was going to come back to get you? And then what was your reaction when he got you in return?
No, I didn't know. You know, I prank a lot of guys, and, you know, they never get me back, so I guess I was due. I was due some revenge, and it's all good. That's just the type of locker room that we have. We got a lot of, you know, cool guys in there. The culture is great in there, and it's all fun, especially when you're winning. It's all fun.
Everything's great when you're winning. The chemistry looks great, though. I mean, what comes first? Good chemistry or the wins, or do you only have good chemistry when you win?
I think the wins are the most important thing in football. You know, you can have, you know, a horrible locker room, a win, and that'll make the locker room great. So. You know, but for us, you know, that's not the case. We got a great locker room from, you know, the first man on the roster to, you know, the 53rd man on the roster to all the coaches and everybody in between. It's a great locker room, a great organization.
We're talking to Von Miller for a few more moments, and we'll get to Old Spice for sure. Von, after the season opening win, you were making the point that there just felt like there was something special about this team. You've been on some really good teams. What have you seen that makes you feel that this team might be one of those special teams?
I've been on a lot of special teams, but, you know, this one is different. I think you know, the young guys that we got this year, we did a great job in the draft and, you know, picking up young guys, young talented guys, and they were able to, you know, come in and help us right away, from, you know, Phillip Lindsay to Bradley Chubb to, you know, to Jeff Holland on practice squad. All these guys that have came in to help us, they've definitely given us a boost.
Right, over the summer, there was this really cool video of you listening to Bruce Smith talk about his philosophy when it comes to gaining the quarterback. What was your biggest takeaway from your time with him?
You know, being able to, you know, spend some time with Bruce, it was great for the Pass Rush Summit that we have annually at the Big Cedar Lodge and in the Ozark Mountains. It was great. You know, whenever you can get pros around and you can talk, you know, football, you know, the past, present, you know, and the future pros, it's great. Especially when they're talking about pass rush and, you know, some of the stuff that we all do well.
Dude, a Pass Rush Summit in the Ozark Mountains, that sounds like a blast, actually.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we got some great sponsors from, you know, Bass Pro Shops to Carhartt to, you know, to everybody involved. So it's a great event, you know, that we have annually with all the best fast wrestlers around the league.
All right, so you're working with Old Spice and the new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash, but it's more than just talking about a body wash. You've got something much bigger cooking with the Foam Zone Obstacle Course. Vaughn, what exactly is that all about?
All right, yeah, the Foam Zone Obstacle Course, it's a football-themed obstacle course, game show covered in foam, Old Spice Foamer. And the new Old Spice Foamer product is an instant lathering body wash. It's great in the shower. You know, my favorite is Fiji. And back to the Foam Zone, you can catch it today on, you know, on all the Old Spice media, social media pages, YouTube as well, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
I have to check that out on their platform. I like that. Good cause. Hey, Vaughn, one last thing. A few months ago, I saw you receive the President's Award from the American Optometric Association for the work you've done with your Vaughn's Vision program. What did the award mean to you, and why is that such an important cause to you?
I mean, it's a great award. You know, but when we started off, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, any awards. When we started Vaughn's Vision, we was just trying to, you know, help, you know, one or two kids, you know, get glasses, contacts, free LASIK surgery, and eye exams, and, you know, to do some of the stuff that we've done with Vaughn's Vision, it's been great. It's been a true blessing. And to receive awards like that just shows you the type of team that I have around me, and it's been a true blessing.
Good for you. Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, and today he appeared courtesy of Old Spice and their new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash. My guest, Vaughn Miller. Vaughn, great to have you back. Have a really nice day, Vaughn. Great talking to you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too. Vaughn, take care. Man, still an absolute star. Four sacks, two forced fumbles already this season. And they beat the Raiders on Sunday. They're 2-0 and they're out quickly.